面会好一点哈，如果听得不太好的话。
Maybe it will be better for you if you cannot hear so clearly.
我们前面还有很多空位。
We still have a lot of empty seats in the front.
如果你现在听我讲话听不清楚，你可能就要到前面。
If you cannot hear me clearly now, then you will need to move up.
好，我们先有点祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是这样爱我们。
Truly, you love us.
你不但创造我们。
Not only that you created us.
你也把我们从黑暗罪恶里面拯救出来。
But you have delivered us from the darkness and sin.
并且你也是生命给我们。
And you've given us life.
你也愿意在凡事上来引导我们，帮助我们。
And you are willing to guide us in everything to help us.
我们是在把颂赞荣耀归给你自己。
Truly, we give all the glory and praise unto you.
愿今天在你面前这一点的时间。
Pray that for a little time we have today before you.
蒙你的纪念。
You can remember this time.
求你从宝座把话赏赐给我们。
Please grant us with your words from the throne.
无论是讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都等候在你的面前。
We wait before you for those who speak, the one who translate, and those who hear.
愿你向我们的心说话。
Pray that you speak to our hearts.
也求你使所有的设备能为你的旨意效力。
And pray that all of the equipment can work according to your will.
也求你使我们每一个愿意听你话的都能听得清楚。
And so each one of us willing to listen to your words can hear clearly.
我们一切都无依无靠地向你仰望。
We commit everything without any other dependence onto your hands.
求你供应我们。
Pray that you provide us.
也愿你荣耀你自己的名。
And may you glorify your own name.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
阿们。好，我们读几处的圣经哈。
Let's refill places of scripture.
这圣经我已经做在那个PowerPoint 里面。
I have already put the verses onto PowerPoint.
如果你看今天的程序单哈，程序单的题目是因神儿子的信心而活。
Today's theme is living by the faith of the Son of God.
这句话呢是出于加拉太书的二章二十节。
This is coming from Book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20.
好，我们先看第一处的圣经。
Let's read the first place of scripture.
在马可福音十一章二十二节。
From Book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 22.
耶稣回答说，你们当信服神。
And Jesus answering says to them, have faith of God.
你看中文是信服神，你们当信服神。
In Chinese, it says that you shall believe unto God.
那你看英文呢是 have faith of God.
But English is have faith of God.
有不同的，有很大的不同。
There's a big difference here.
就是当有神的信心。
So which is to have the faith of God.
也说这句话就说你们应当有神的信心。
So this is to say that you shall have the faith of God.
神是创造宇宙万物的创造者。
God is the one, the creator who creates heaven and earth.
他对他的创造有信心。
And he has faith of his creation.
这是理所当然的。
That is of course.
所以他说你们当有神的信心。
So here says that you shall have the faith of God.
那神的信心你怎么能看得见呢？
So where can you see the faith of God?
神他一切的丰富都是借着他儿子来彰显。
God manifests all his riches through his son.
所以神的信心的彰显是借着神儿子的信心来彰显。
So the manifestation of the faith of God is through his son.
所以我们先看到说你们当有神的信心。
So here it says that you shall have the faith of God.
好，再看启示录第二章十三节。
And let's look at Revelation chapter 2 verse 13.
我知道你的居所就是有撒旦座位之处，当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
I know where thou dwellest, where the throne of Satan is, and thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in the days in which Antipas my faithful witness was, who was slain among you, where Satan dwells.
中文的翻译这最后一句说没有弃绝我的道。
In Chinese it says that deny my way.
这里道呢，你可以想成道理，你也可以想成道路。
Here you can think about it's the knowledge or the way.
但是呢，在原文呢是信心这个字。
But in the original text is the word faith.
就是说他在受逼迫的时候没有弃绝主耶稣的信心。
That is when they were under persecution, they did not deny the Lord's faith.
就是没有弃绝神儿子的信心。
That is that they did not deny the faith of the Son of God.
好，我们再看启示录十四章十二节。
And let's look at Revelation chapter 14, 12.
圣徒的忍耐就在此，他们是守神诫命和耶稣真道的。
Here is the endurance of the saints who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
这里说耶稣真道。
Here it talks about the truth of the way of Jesus.
这个真道你可以想成什么？道理和真理，对不对？
Here, this word you can think about as it's the truth.
但是呢，原文是什么呢？原文是信心。
But what is the original text? It's faith.
所以就是说在极艰难的时候，这些的信主的人呢，他们是保守耶稣基督的信心在他们里面。
That is when during the most difficult time, those who believe the Lord were being kept by the faith of Jesus.
好，我们再看哥林多前书第一章第九节。
Then let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所招，好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful by whom you have called into the fellowship of his son Jesus Christ our Lord.
这里好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得分，在原文的意思就是交通于我们的主耶稣基督。
The original text is that unto the fellowship of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们被神召回到他的家里面，是跟他的儿子耶稣基督是有交通的，是有认识，是有互动的。
As we are being called back onto the house of God, that we have interaction and fellowship with our Lord Jesus, His Son.
所以在这里呢，就特别要交通于神儿子的信心。
So here, especially, you have to fellowship onto the faith of the Son of God.
这个信心不是我们原来有的。
This faith does not come from ourselves.
这信心是出于神，是借着神儿子来彰显的。
This faith comes of God and also which is manifested by His Son.
当我们来到主面前去交通于主自己的时候，就同时交通于他的信心。
As we come before the Lord to fellowship unto Himself, at the same time we fellowship unto His faith.
所以因为你常常交通于他自己，交通于他的信心，他的信心就变成你的信心。
So as we often fellowship with himself and fellowship with his faith, then his faith becomes our faith.
所以前面两节说没有弃绝我的道，就没有弃绝我的信心，就是因为他有这个交通才没有办法，却不会弃绝。
The previous verses say that they did not deny my faith. Due to the fellowship, therefore they did not deny his faith.
他或者是启示录十四章说守耶稣信心的。那个保守这个信心呢，是必须要在交通里面才能保守。
And Revelation chapter 14 says that keep the faith of Jesus, which in order to be kept, it has to have fellowship with his faith.
那再看加拉太书二章二十节。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I am crucified with Christ, no longer live I, but Christ lives in me, but in that I now live in flesh, I live by faith, the faith of the Son of God who has loved me and given himself for me.
中文的翻译因信神儿子而活应该翻译成为因神儿子的信心而活。
In Chinese translation, to live by believing the Son of God, it shall be translated to living by the faith of Son of God.
所以基督徒的生活是因为什么？有神儿子的信心在他里面，他才能活出像基督的样子。
So the Christian's faith is that because there is the faith of the Son of God in them, so they are able to live out like Christ.
所以今天我们要问一个问题，你因着信心而活，是因你自己的信心活呢，还是因神儿子的信心活？
So today we shall ask a question. When we say we live by faith, do we live by our own faith or by the faith of the Son of God?
如果你是因着自己的信心活呢，就限制在你自己的很小的范围里面。
So if you live by your own faith, then you are being bounded by a limitation.
但你如果是因神儿子的信心而活呢，你就有不断的被提升和扩大的那样的机会。
So, but if you live by the faith of the Son of God, then you will always be increased and enlarging your capacity.
好，这个是保罗他告诉我们他基督徒生活的秘诀，就是因神儿子的信心而生活。
That is what Paul told us for his secret of Christian living. That is to live by the faith of the Son of God.
所以他说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Therefore, he said, I'm crucified with Christ, and no longer live I, but Christ lives in me.
好，再看下一节圣经，犹大书第一章二十节，二十一节。
The next verse is Book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 20-21.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
Be your beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, awaiting the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
在二十节里面提到说，在至圣的真道上造就自己，这个真道就是原来是信心那个字。
In verse 20, the original text of the way of truth shall be faith.
这个信心呢，是被称为至圣的，是完全分别的，是跟世上不一样的啊。
This faith is called the most holy, which is being sanctified and different from the world.
啊，要在这样的信心里面接受神的造就。
They shall be built themselves up in such holy faith.
所以你要知道，如果你是活在信心的实际里面，你应当是在神建造你的这个过程当中。
Therefore, you know that if you live in the faith, then you are in the process of building by God.
所以这里讲的建造不是做事情，这里讲的建造是你是不是活在信心的实际里面。
So here talks about building does not mean work. It means that whether you are living in the reality of the faith.
这里有一个至圣的真道，至圣的信心，什么是至圣的信心？
So what is the most holy faith?
如果我们从前后看来的话，应该是就是有神儿子的信心才是至圣的信心。
So as we look at this, that if one has the faith of the Son of God, then that is the most holy faith.
所以我们很感谢主，他呢愿意把他的信心放在我们里面。
Therefore, we really thank the Lord that He's willing to put His faith in us.
所以我们基督徒生活不是一个很痛苦的生活。
So the Christian living is not something that suffers.
不是一个没有依靠的生活。
It's not a living without dependence.
不是一个靠自己的生活。
That is not a life that depends on ourselves.
因为神把他儿子的信心要不断的交通给我们。
For God always fellowship the faith of His Son unto us.
所以我们的生活是满了新鲜的，满了活泼的，满了盼望的。
So our life is full of refreshment, active, and also with hope.
而且是满有能力。
And it's full of power.
所以你常常如果你活在信心里面呢，你就常常被主震动，你的心被主震动，而且呢，你认识的主，认识的神呢，是不断的扩大。
So if you always live in His faith, then your heart is being always shaken by the Lord, and also your faith in Him always enlarges.
但是在信心生活带给我们。有什么样的结果
？So what is the result of such life of faith？
我在把全本圣经里面关于信心呢，能够反复的在主面前读跟思索。
I meditate upon the whole book of Bible about this word faith。
我发现有一个特别的结果。
I find a very special result。
如果你真正是活在神儿子的信心里面
，If truly you are living in the faith of the Son of God，
就我们这个人来讲。
For us,
我们的灵跟魂跟身体都要 健全。
There's the soundness of our whole spirit, soul, and body.
这是我们从来没有想象到的。
That is something we have never imagined.
但是的确发生在主的话中。
But truly, it happens in God's word.
所以我们如果希望灵跟魂跟身体能够健康，能够健全，我们要进入这个实体。
Therefore, if we would like to have the soundness and the hold of our spirit, soul, and body, then we shall enter into such reality.
如果你忽略这个实际，而你又想要健全健康呢，恐怕很困难。
If you ignore such reality, but if you would like to have soundness, then it's very difficult.
好，我们可以从圣经上看到很多的实际。
Then we can see a lot of those practical examples from the Bible.
所以因神儿子的信心而活，第一个功课呢，你要学会能够到主耶稣面前，到基督面前。
So the first lesson to living by the faith of the Son of God, first you have to learn to come to Jesus.
不但到他面前呢，要真的遇见他。
Not only come before him, but you should definitely meet him.
你可能是在一个有主同在的这样的环境里面，但是你确实没有遇见他。
It might be that you are in the environment with the Lord's presence, but you are not able to meet him.
可能主的同在对你来讲的话，一点都没有影响，一点都没有让你有什么，就是说认识和经历。
It might be that the Lord's presence has no influence on you.
所以呢，遇见他是一件重要的事情。
Therefore, it's very important to meet him.
在圣经里面给我们看到，每一个遇见主的人，他都是有极大的转变。
The Bible shows us that for every single person who have met the Lord, there's a great change in him.
好，我们看第一个，这个就是在马太福音第八章五到十三节，或者在路加福音第七章一到十节的地方。
The first example is from the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 5 through 13, or book of Luke, chapter 7, verse 1 through 10.
就是有一个百夫长，他有一个仆人呢，病了。瘫在那个地方。
So there was a centurion whose servant was sick.
但是这个百夫长呢很好，他就为他的仆人呢到主耶稣面前去求主耶稣。
But the centurion was very nice that for his servant he went to the Lord to seek the Lord.
他刚刚去求的时候呢，他对主耶稣的认识呢还是比较浅的。
When he first to ask Jesus, his knowledge about the Lord was still very shallow.
所以他是听说哦，主耶稣有医治的能力，主耶稣怎么样？他听到一些的关于主的一些的消息。
So he heard about our Lord has the power to heal and also know some things about him.
那这样呢，他就派人呢去求主来到他那里去医治他的仆人。
Therefore, he sent someone to ask the Lord to heal his servant.
这个人对他所听见的，他是很在乎的。
He truly paid attention to what he has heard.
所以他因为他听见了关于主耶稣的许多事情呢，他心里就有个光啊，他心里就好像对主耶稣有个信心。
Because of what he heard about Lord Jesus, so therefore there's the light and also there's faith in him toward Jesus.
如果这些事情可以是这样的发生的话，那我仆人的问题呢，应该不是什么困难。
If such things happen, therefore my servant's sickness shall be no problem.
但是呢，他又想一想，如果他是真的讲他是神的儿子，那应该是不同凡响。
Then he also thought that if truly Lord is the Son of God, then he shall be very different.
他特别想一想，我是做军人的，我管这么多的兵。
He thought that since he is a soldier and there were so many different soldiers under him.
我的上面呢还有我的长官。
And also above him there were his ruler.
那军人最讲什么？最人讲权柄。
So what does the soldier pay most important attention on? That is authority.
军令如山呢，只要讲一句话，上面的长官讲一句话，下面不敢违背的。
If his officers command something, those who under the officer does not dare to say no.
所以他想想。如果我在军队里面是这么对权柄是这么绝对的顺服。
So he thought that if in the army I'm 100% obey to such authority.
或者换一个角度来讲，就是这个长官讲一句话，下面就要彻底的执行。
Or let's put it this way, is that if the officer say something, then those under him shall definitely execute.
这个是地上的权柄。
So those are the authority on earth.
如果地上的权柄能做得到这件事情，
If the earthly authority is able to do this,
那神的儿子，他讲一句话，不是应该什么就成就的吗？
Then how wouldn't be that the Son of God say one thing and then everything else comes into being?
所以他越想呢，哎呀，这个神儿子越来越高，越来越大。
So as he think about it, the Son of God becomes higher and higher.
所以他又派一个人去找主耶稣。
So he sent someone to seek Jesus.
他说，哎呀，你到我的这个家里面来啊，哎呦，我不敢当啊。
He said, "It's not worthy for you to come under my roof."
我也觉得我自己不配去见你。
And also, I'm not worthy to go to see you.
你就发现他想一想这个神的儿子，他就发现他跟神的儿子间那个差距是太大了，没有办法比。
So as he think about the Son of God, he realized there's a great gap between him and the Son of God.
所以呢，他呢这次在跟主耶稣办个交谈，他说。你只要说一句话就好了，一句话就可以成就了。
Therefore, now he negotiated with the Lord that just say one word, that everything should be fulfilled.
所以你看到就是说，人如果对主耶稣的认识进步了，他跟主耶稣沟通或办交涉的方式呢，也不同。
So you see that if there's the increasing knowledge of one towards our Lord, then the way he negotiates and deals with our Lord is different.
你把主耶稣看得很小，你可以把他踩在地上。
If you see our Lord as so small, then you're able to trample him on earth.
但是你如果真认识他是神的儿子，你发现呢，你要在他面前跪下来。
If you truly know that he is the Son of God, then you would bow down before him.
所以他就相信呢，哎呀，他说主的话呢，他相信主，你只要说一句话就可以，他说主话带着权柄，带着能力。
So he believed that the Lord's words are with authority and power, so just say one word, everything shall be done.
而且非常宝贵。
And very precious.
所以这个就给我们看到说，这一个人他的工作或他所听到的，对他都是什么，都是很有影响的。
So you see there's a big influence for what he heard and his work.
简单的讲，这个人在生活上是很认真的。
So simply speaking, this person is very serious about his
life. 他人生的经历，他其实不是随便放过去。
He does not let go of his life experiences.
所以他听到的话，他要去查查这个话是真的是假的。
So for what he heard, he shall search whether they are true or not.
如果是真的，那耶稣基督是个不同凡响的一个人。
If that's all true, then Jesus Christ is very different.
所以呢，在他感觉的主耶稣是很高很高很高的。
So in his feeling that Lord Jesus is very high.
他自己并没有讲他自己多高。
He never mentioned how high position he is.
但是主呢，就是讲说这一个人信心是大的。
But Lord Jesus said that this person has great faith.
为什么这个人信心是大的？
Why does this person have great faith?
在四福音里面，主只对两个人说信心是大的。
Among the four Gospels, our Lord only said to two people their faith are great.
你从主讲信心是大的，你就可以知道说，在主的眼光看起来，一定有你特别的认识，你达到那个认识之后，才显出你的信心是大的。
From the eyes of our Lord Jesus, if he say their faith is great, then it means that those people definitely have a special knowing. And once they achieve such knowing, then our Lord can say that their faith is great.
因为主说，将来从东从西都有许多人要来到这里，要在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。
Because our Lord said that there shall be many come from east and west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以这一个信心呢，是摸到神的国度的信心，摸到天国的信心。
So this faith has touched the kingdom of heaven.
所以你如果真正的摸到天国，主耶稣要说你的信心是大的。
So if the faith truly have touched the kingdom of heaven, then Lord Jesus would say that your faith is great.
所以这个信心在主面前是被主称许。
So his faith is being praised by the Lord.
那在这一件事情，我们看到神儿子的信心显在哪里呢？
So from this, where do we see how the faith of the Son of God is being manifested?
他降世为人。
He was born to be a man.
他为了人的罪的缘故被钉在十字架上。
For the sin of man, so he was being crucified on the cross.
他又死而复活。
And he raised up from the dead.
难道只要赦免我们的罪就够了吗？
Was it just enough just to forgive our sins?
他不只要赦免我们的罪。
He came not only to forgive our sins.
他要呼召许许多多的人能够像亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一样在天国里面与他一同坐席。
He wants to call all those people just like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to sit together in him, with him in the kingdom of heaven. That is one aspect of the faith of Son of God.
所以你若摸到这个信心的时候,
so if you have touched such faith, then it becomes your hope.
如果你的信心达不到这个, 你就觉得这跟你没有关系。
If your faith cannot reach such level, then you feel it has nothing to do with you.
那这个百夫长呢, 他摸到了这个。
The centurion has touched this.
所以主说他信心是大的, 甚至他将来在国度里面是有份的。
So our Lord says that his faith was great, and he also partake in the kingdom of heaven.
那同时呢, 他的仆人也得了医治。
And at the same time, his servant was healed.
所以医治不是大事。
So to be healed was not a great thing.
国度才是大事。
The kingdom was great.
医治的恩典可以临到。
So the grace of healing could touch upon this.
但是你的信心不能达到国度, 你仍然不能进到。
But if your faith cannot reach the kingdom, then you cannot enter.
而且神儿子的信心是, 他是照着你所求的来给你成全。
And the faith of Son of God is to be done according to your faith.
啊, 就是, 所以有时候我们祷告, 我们在主面前经历少, 因为我们求的没什么。
But sometimes that when we pray, because what we seek is not so great because we have less experience before the Lord.
我们到主面前去, 什么也不想要。
As we come before the Lord, we want nothing.
关于属灵的福气, 属天的东西, 一点也没兴趣。
And we have no interest in regards of the spiritual blessings and those heavenly things.
如果你没有兴趣, 你就不可能经历。
If you have no interest, then you cannot experience.
它是照着你的信心给你成全。
It's being done according to your faith.
所以你认识神儿子的信心越多, 你越往那个实际去支取, 你就越有经历。
So the more you know the face of Son of God and you're receiving from such reality, then you're able to receive much.
所以这个事情发生,不单是那个百夫长的仆人得到医治了。
So as it happened, not only the servant of the centurion was being healed.
同时呢,百夫长,甚至在周围许多人呢, 他的灵魂呢, 就是他的心里对神的认识呢, 也都更新了。
And so centurion and all those who saw this, their spirit soul and their whole knowledge was being improved.
特别在这百夫长身上看到的,他得救了,他灵魂呢,他也健全了。
And especially on the centurion, he was being saved and also his spirit and soul were being sound.
下面我们再看另外一个例子。
And let us look at next example.
这就是有四个人把一个摊子抬到主耶稣面前。
There were four people carry the paralytic before the Lord.
那这一个来到主面前的方式呢, 是被人, 那个摊子他被人抬到那里去。
The paralytic was being carried before the Lord.
而且呢, 在有的福音书讲说呢, 他们因为那个去的那个地方, 人太多啊, 所以他们就把摊子抬到屋顶上面, 又把屋顶拆了一个洞, 那从那个洞呢, 把摊子放下来。
And some of the books mentioned that as it was so crowded, so the people carry him up to the roof and broke the roof and drop him down.
这里好像给我感觉哈, 有时候你遇见主是有点代价的。
So I felt that sometimes you have to pay cost in order to meet the Lord.
啊, 要除去一些的障碍。
Have to remove the obstacles.
啊, 如果我们都不在乎, 我们觉得遇见主, 遇见不遇见, 无所谓, 你大概遇见主的机会不大。
If we do not even care, we think it doesn't matter whether we meet him or not, then it's very rare if you meet him.
因为就是主的同在呢, 你也不感觉同在。
Because even if there's the Lord's presence there, you still do not feel it.
但是这个摊子加上这四个人呢, 他们有一个感觉是, 他非遇见主不可。
But this paralytic and with the four men, their feeling was that they must meet the Lord.
他没有遇见主呢, 他就没有希望。
Without meeting the Lord, they had no hope.
他没有遇见主就没有路可以走。
Without meeting the Lord, they had no way to go.
所以他要把人从地上抬到屋顶, 然后在屋顶再拆一个洞, 放下来。
So they had to carry this person up to the roof and then broke the roof and drop him under through a hole.
就可能是我就放弃了。
If it would be me, then I'd probably give up.
哇, 抬到屋顶就会很困难, 还要再挖个洞, 将来还要赔钱。
It was already difficult to carry him up to the roof and still need to draw a hole, which might even have to pay some cost.
不但这给我们看到这几个人哈, 他们向着要遇见主的那个心哈, 是何等的迫切。
So we see how great how their heart is. They would like to meet the Lord.
所以有时候我们经历不到主，你不要怪主哈，其实是怪我们自己。
So sometimes when we cannot experience the Lord, that we should not blame Him. We shall blame ourselves.
因为主已经他已经在那边了，他就很欢迎我们去遇见他。
Because the Lord is already there, welcoming us to go meet Him.
有时候障碍在我们身上，我们不愿意把这个障碍挪开呢。 所以就遇见不到他。
Sometimes the obstacle is on us, and we are not willing to remove it, so we cannot meet him.
所以这几个人哈，加上这个瘫子哈，他就什么，他们有这样的信心，然后他们也这样做了。So
those four men plus this paralytic, they have such faith, and also they worked it out.
而这个信心呢，不单单是一个人的，是一个团体的啊，他们有五个人，至少有五个人。So
it's a corporate faith. There are 85 people here.
这是五个人呢，一起来经历主。
It's those five people together experience the Lord.
但是当这个瘫子啊被放到主耶稣面前的时候，
When this paralytic person being put down before the Lord,
主耶稣说了一句话，
Our Lord said,
小子，放心吧，你的罪赦了。
Little one, be of good comfort. Your sin has been forgiven.
我发现这个瘫子哈，他虽然这么努力的到了主面前哈，他心里有点不放心，有点害怕。So
we find that although this paralytic person came to the Lord, but his heart was not without worry and still fear.
但是主说，小子，放心吧，你的罪赦了。But
our Lord said, "The little one, be of good comfort. Your sin has been forgiven."
小子是什么意思啊
？What does it mean by the little one?
就这个人。 主接纳他成为神的儿女。Is
that our Lord has accepted him to be His children?
他也没有在那里说，我先承认我的罪，他没有。但是他就这样来到主面前呢，哎，主说你的罪赦了，主说让他的小子。So
he did not first tell the Lord that I confess my sin, but as he came before the Lord says that the little one that your sins are forgiven.
而且呢，他是带着害怕的心来的。And
he came with a fearful heart.
主呢就说。 放心吧，不要怕了。And
the Lord says, "Be of good comfort. Don't be fearful anymore."
我看到这些哈，我心里充满了感激啊。When
I see this, my heart is full of thanksgiving.
有的时候我们去找人哈，你已经心里七上八下了。Sometimes
when we go ask help, we are already very afraid.
那个人还不了解我们心里的光景呢，他再跟你几句难听的话呢，啊，你就整个就倒了。
And if that person do not know how we feel, then if they say something bad to us, then we totally got disappointed.
就是我们自己常常也犯这个错误。我们明明是要帮助那个人，但帮助他以前呢，先骂他几句。
Even ourselves make the same mistakes. We would like to help the person, but before we help them, we actually yell at them.
可能这骂几句之后，后面的帮助已经得不到了。
Maybe after such yelling, then the person cannot receive our help anymore.
但是主耶稣呢，就说小子，放心吧。But
our Lord said, "The little one, just be of good comfort."
这是在鼓励我们哈，放心的，付代价去亲近主，绝对是上算。Truly,
it encourages us that we should just draw close to the Lord, and it's the best thing.
别人不能使你的心安定下来，他可以。
Other people cannot let your heart quiet down, but he's able to.
别人不知道你心里那些很难过的东西，他知道。
Other people do not know how sorrow your heart is, but he knows.
放心的去。
Just be of good cheer and go.
在这四福音里常常看到，我觉得好像有一个公式啊，你有信心，你里面对主耶稣有信心，然后再加上这个行为呢，啊，你就得到生命。
I see from the four Gospels as if there's an equation that if you have faith toward the Lord and plus your work, then there's the receiving of life.
所以这个呢，不但那个瘫子得了医治了。So
not only the paralytic person is being healed.
而且在旁边看的人呢，哇，都吓一跳，都惊奇。And
all those people who saw this were marveled.
因为马上他们一个反应说，啊，这是神做的，归荣耀给神。
And immediately they say, God has done this, so they give glory to God.
所以在这里你们看到神儿子信心表现在哪里呢?
So where does the faith of Son of God being manifested?
第一个,他有赦罪的权柄。
First, he has the power to forgive sins.
第二个呢,他有赐生命的权柄。
And also, he has the authority to give life.
再来呢,他鉴察 人的心意，他知道人里面在想什么。
And also he's able to search and know what man is thinking about.
而且这个事情在发生的过程当中呢，有很多文士和法利赛人在周围。
And also when it happened, there were a lot of scribes and also Pharisees around them.
当主耶稣一讲说，小子你的罪赦了，马上那个文士法利赛人想，这怎么可以赦罪？
And immediately when our Lord said that the little one that your sins are forgiven, immediately the scribes and Pharisees thought, how could his sin be forgiven?
然后心里就很多邪恶的想法出现。
So there were a lot of evil thoughts.
但是主耶稣呢，他实际的行动一做之后呢，就所有这些文士法利赛这些恶念呢，统统都落下来了。
So what when our Lord did His work, then all of those evil thoughts of the scribes and Pharisees were their thoughts were just being put down.
而且主也在这个当中呢，显出他医治的权柄。
And also our Lord manifests His power of healing.
他用这样的方式呢，把神的荣耀彰显出来。
He used this to manifest the glory of God.
他也再一次的显明什么？他是照着人的信心来成全人所要。
And once again, he manifests that according to one's faith, then the things can be fulfilled.
所以这里给我一个提醒，就是说，我们信心的光景是很重要的。
So it reminds me that it is very important for the condition of our faith.
如果你的信心摸不到那个神的丰富，你就经历不到。
If your faith cannot touch the riches of God, then you cannot experience it.
你需要求神开启你。
You will need the Lord to open you up to reveal.
所以他照人的信心来成全他。
So it is done according to their faith.
他不但救了那个瘫子，而且呢，他也得到了那四个人，甚至周围的所有人都看见神的荣耀。
And not only he saved the paralytic person, but also all the four men and those around them also saw the glory of God.
所以这些人呢，他的灵魂和身体都产生变化。
So for all those people, their spirit, soul, and body have change in them.
我们再看下一个例子。
Then let's look at next example.
这是一个血漏的妇人。
That's the woman with the issue of bleeding.
她呢，在许多人在围着这个主耶稣的时候，
As many people surround Lord Jesus,
他就从那个人群当中挤呀、啊、挤呀、啊、挤呀、啊，就挤到后面去，然后摸主耶稣的衣裳睡着。
She squeezed behind all those crowd people and she touched the border of Lord's garment.
所以这个遇见的方式是摸一下。
So the way she met him was to touch.
但这个摸呢，他需要挤过这个人群。
But in order to touch the Lord, she must squeeze among all the crowd.
但是他到那里去，他一摸到那个主耶稣那个衣裳穗子呢，他就得医治了。
But as soon as she touched the border of our Lord's garment, she was healed.
他心里在想说，我只要得医治了就好了，我没有要更多的东西。
In her heart, she thought, just to get healed was enough. I do not need anything else.
因为他患血漏的病已经十二年了，他痛苦的十二年。
Because it was 12 years that she had an issue of bleeding.
我现在只要解决这个问题，我已经满意，心满意足了。
I would be very happy just to resolve this issue.
所以她摸了一下，哎，她发现好了，哎呀，感谢主。
So immediately as she touched his garment, then she felt she was healed and she thanked the Lord.
如果主耶稣不叫她的话，她就悄悄的就走了。
If our Lord did not call onto her, then she just left quietly.
但是主耶稣马上反应说，谁摸我？
But our Lord immediately said that who touched me?
这门徒呢说，大家都在挤你，说谁摸你啊？
And his disciples said that everybody was squeezing next to you, then how can you feel someone touch you?
你就发现哈，在主感觉哈，你出于信心的摸，跟不小心跟他碰一下呢，是不一样的。
Then you would know that when you touch the Lord out of faith, it is different than just touch him by coincidence.
你来到这里，来到主耶稣的同在里。你只是无意的，反正就有和无都无所谓的。
If you come to his presence, but you do not really care.
所以呢，你跟主耶稣碰了一下，你也没感觉，那主耶稣也没有反应。
So even if you touch the Lord, then he did not have much feeling, and also you did not feel it.
但是这个血漏的妇人呢，她是带着希望来的。
But this woman with issue bleeding, she came with hope.
她心里有个相信，她有个要求在主身上。
She has a faith and also has a request upon the Lord.
她一摸主，主马上反应说，有能力从我身上出去了。
As soon as she touched the Lord, our Lord says there was power coming out of me.
你遇见了主，有没有从主那里支取一点能力出来？
So when you met the Lord, you received a little power from him.
还是只是遇见跟不遇见, 完全没有什么差别。
Or whether you meet him or not, it doesn't matter to you.
所以呢, 这个妇人,
So when our Lord said, Who touched me? This woman was shocked.
我是悄悄地去摸他, 我也没告诉他我要摸他, 他居然知道。
How could he know that I just touched him quietly and I did not even tell him?
哇, 所以你不要想哈, 你要偷偷地藏主的恩典, 然后主耶稣却不知道。
So do not think that you can just hide his grace quietly and our Lord doesn't know.
没有这个事。
It's not possible.
即使主不叫你了, 主也知道。
Even if the Lord does not call you, he knows.
任何能力从主那里出去呢, 主都知道。
For any power came out from the Lord, he knows.
那这个妇人被叫呢, 就吓到了。
So when this woman was being called, she was shocked.
主耶稣说什么呢?
What did our Lord said?
放心啊, 你的信心救了你。
Be of good cheer that your faith has healed you.
不晓得你一生到现在哈, 你经历过多少心里不放心或者害怕的事情。
I don't know how many times that you have experienced fear in your heart.
那你怎么来处理这个问题呢?
So how do you handle the issue?
也许你这个害怕呢是没有人知道的。
Maybe nobody knows about your fearness.
但又是因为什么原因让你不害怕的呢?
But what's the reason that makes you no longer being fear?
但这里有一个处理的方法, 主耶稣说什么? 放心吧, 你的信心救了你。
But the way our Lord handled it is, He said that be of good comfort, your faith has made you whole.
如果我跟你讲说放心, 大概可能没有用啊。
If I tell you be of good comfort, maybe it doesn't work.
但是如果是主耶稣跟你讲说放心呢, 他说放心, 你就一定放心。
But if our Lord says be of good comfort, then definitely you will not be worried anymore.
所以这实在又再一次鼓励我们。
So once again encourages us.
不管你是什么样的光景,
Regardless of what kind of condition you are in,
你就来到他面前,
just come before him.
啊, 所以呢, 他是在一个害怕的情况底下, 去支取主的恩典。
So in such fear condition, then she tried to receive God's grace.
那在这件事情上, 神儿子信心显出什么样子呢?
So in this, how does it manifest the face of Son of God?
很明显的, 主彰显出他的医治的能力和权柄。
Very obviously, he has manifested his power to heal.
另外呢, 他安慰那些害羞、那些害怕的人。
And he comforts those who are shy and in fear.
可能我们觉得这个没什么。
Maybe we think that it's nothing.
等你真正有害怕，你就知道。
But you would know how it feels when you are truly in fear.
等你经历到人生当中那个极深的害怕，没有人可以帮助你的时候， 你经历到主的安慰和拯救， 你就知道多宝贵。
Then when you experience how fearful it is, then and when you are able to experience Lord's comfort and salvation, then you will know how precious that is.
神儿子的信心又再次显明, 他是照着人的信心来使人得救。
And the face of the Son of God once showed that he heals people according to their faith.
所以这个血漏的妇人呢, 她也得救了, 所以主耶稣称她说女儿啊。 女儿为什么要称女儿? 女儿不是口头禅啊, 因为什么? 主耶稣接纳她成为神的儿女。
And this woman with the issue of bleeding, she was also saved because our Lord called her daughter, so that our Lord has accepted her to be his children.
她心里对主耶稣的信心, 加上她去摸一下, 她就得救了。
So with her faith toward the Lord, and also she touched him, so she was saved.
所以主耶稣也借着这样子呢, 让这个人的灵, 跟魂跟身体呢就得到了健康。
So also through this, our Lord let her spirit, soul and body being receiving the soundness.
那这个事情显出怎么样说主呢他是完全知道自己在他身上能力运动的情形。
So it shows that Lord completely knows how the power works in him.
而且主做一件事情是非常叫我们得帮助的。
And our Lord does something that very helpful to us.
这个人只想说悄悄地去，悄悄地走开。
This person only would like to go quietly and leave.
所以这个是一个隐性的信心，隐藏的信心。
So that's a faith that was hidden.
但主耶稣呢，就叫一下呢， 就把这个隐藏的信心变成公开的信心。
So when our Lord called her, it makes the hidden faith become the open to public.
所以主希望我们里面有信心呢，外面能够活出跟信心是一样的光景。
So our Lord would like the faith that's in us, we can live it out, which is according to the faith in us.
而且最后主说，你就平平安安的回去吧。
And at the end, our Lord says that go in peace.
所以主就把平安赐给他，他是带着喜乐、带着平安回去的。
So our Lord gave her peace, so she went back with peace and joy.
那我们再看另外一个例子。
Then let's look at next example.
这个例子呢，是一个管会堂的女儿，她死了，那主耶稣叫她复活。
This is that the daughter of the ruler of synagogue died, and our Lord raised her up from the dead.
其实这个人他起初去求主的时候呢，是他女儿还没有死。
When the ruler of the synagogue went to seek the Lord, his daughter was not dead yet.
他说快要死了，他求你来按手在他身上就可以了。
She was almost dying, and he said that if you lay your hand upon her, then she would be okay.
但没有想到，突然杀出这个血肉的妇人。
But he never expected that this woman with issue of bleeding came up.
就耽搁了一点时间。
And which was delayed.
就再来一个消息呢，他女儿死了。
So the next news was that her daughter died.
那他想说，那然后人家说你女儿死了，那就不用找了吧，就算了。
And they told him that since your daughter already died, then you don't need to ask the Lord anymore.
但就在这个时候呢，主就跟这个管会堂说什么？不要怕，只要相信。
And at this very moment, our Lord told this ruler of the synagogue, saying that, "Do not fear, just believe."
这好像是给我看到说，好像这一个人他去求主，但是呢，主的反应好，迟延了一下。
So as this person went to seek the Lord, but our Lord was delayed.
这个迟延结果呢，就在他身上发生的情况呢是更糟糕的，甚至什么绝望了，死了吗？完全没有机会了。
So this delay has worsened the situation because she already died and no more hope.
然后想说，那就算了吧，没办法了，就只好去痛苦吧。
Then they saw that, so maybe they just gave up and just go home and suffer.
结果主耶稣怎么，马上安慰的话就来说，不要怕，只要相信。
Then immediately our Lord told him that, do not fear, just believe.
所以遇见主真是宝贵啊。
So it is so precious to meet the Lord.
啊，你即使好像看的情况更糟糕了，主马上安慰的话就来了。
Even though you see the circumstances becomes worse, but immediately the comforting words of the Lord come up.
然后主耶稣到了这个管会堂的家里面，那他们都在哀伤啊，那些人都在哭啊。
So when our Lord came to the house of this ruler of the synagogue, everybody was crying.
主耶稣跟他们讲说，这孩子不是死了，是睡了。
And our Lord said that this daughter was not dead, but she fell asleep.
结果呢，大家就嗤笑主，笑他一顿。
And everyone laughed at him.
那主呢，不管啊，就进到房子里面，房间里面呢，就把这个女孩了，把她救活了。
And our Lord ignored them, and he went into the house and saved her alive.
所以你知道主哈，不怕人家笑的。
So our Lord does not care if other people laugh at him.
有神儿子的信心的是不怕人家笑的。
Having the face of the Son of God, they are not afraid if other people laugh at him.
你今天可能会有神儿子的信心在你的身上。
Maybe today you do have the face of God on you.
那你照着信心而活。
If you live according to the faith,
你照着信心去面对你所要面对的情况。
If according to the faith, you face the circumstances you have to do.
结果你遇到那些人呢，他就照着他看到的情况说，他就笑你，说你的主耶稣在哪里啊？
Then other people saw their circumstances and they laugh at you and say that where's your Lord?
但主耶稣呢，就实际的去把那个女儿救活了。
But our Lord saved this person's daughter alive.
所有的嗤笑看到这个复活的女儿，统统变成烟消云散。
So all of this laugh, they disappear when they saw this daughter was a.
所以你如果是活在主的信心里面，你不要怕别人笑你。
So if you live in the face of the Lord, that you do not need to afraid other people laugh at you.
如果你是活在你自己的信心里面，你要怕别人笑你。
But if you live your own faith, then you have to be afraid if other people laugh at you.
但你如果真正是交通于主自己的信心，是主把信心放在你里面，不是你自己的。
But if you truly have fellowship with the Lord's faith, then He put the faith in you. It's not of yourself.
任何人笑你, 你都不要理他。
Then you can ignore them, no matter who laughs at you.
主要为你做见证。
Lord will testify for you.
神儿子要做他的事情。
Son of God will do His work.
所以这个女儿呢, 就活了, 她说什么? 她把她的灵, 她的灵啊, 就回来了。
So her spirit went up to her.
哎呀, 你知道, 掌管灵的权柄是在主的身上。
It is on our Lord who has authority to govern such spirit.
我们听说以前, 其实有一些人, 哈, 有些人, 他们有些, 有些书啊, 想说什么, 就是有人死过, 多少天, 或者是多少小时, 又回来了, 就当他看到自己, 的这些情况。
We have heard that some people die for several hours or even days, and they saw from how they were when they were dead.
那这个女儿也是死了一段时间。
And also, this daughter also died for a while.
这里圣经没讲多久哈, 但是她灵出去了。
The scripture did not say how long she died for, but her spirit left her.
主耶稣呢, 去医治她, 救她的, 就把她灵叫回来了。
So when our Lord healed her and called her, and her spirit came back.
权柄在神儿子的身上。
This authority is on the Son of God.
所以这里显出神儿子叫死人复活的权柄。
So here shows the authority of the Son of God can raise people from the dead.
所以这个女儿呢, 也得救了, 这个她的父亲呢, 也得救了。
So this daughter is saved, so is his her father.
而且呢, 她们的灵跟魂呢, 也都健康了。
And also their spirit and soul are also become whole.
我想我今天不要再讲太多，我想就暂时到这里就好。I
think I will stop here for now.
我们下次有机会再教我们下面的部分。If
there's opportunity, we will continue to share.
盼望主让我们回去思想思想。Hope
that Lord let us go back to meditate.
你读四福音哈，你可以从一个角度读，你可以你也可以从去发现神儿子的信心怎么回事这个角度读。
When you read the four Gospels, you can from different aspects and also to realize what's the faith of this Son of God.
我跟大家举的例子只是发生事情的例子。
All the examples I gave you are only what happened.
但是呢，神儿子的信心不止在发生事情的这个例子上面。
But the faith of the Son of God does not just only show upon those what happened.
神儿子的信心也显明在他说过的话。
And the face of the Son of God also shows among all the words He has spoken.
所以你如果仔细地读圣经里面主耶稣亲自说过的话，你会发现他信心有一个规模的，有个model，有个规模在那里。So
if you read all the words that our Lord Jesus has spoken in the scripture, then you will see there's a model for His faith.
这个内容是非常非常的丰富的。And
it's very all the content very rich.
但是呢，需要我们被主开启，去逐渐的去支取。
But we would need the Lord to open us and to receive from them.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let us have words of prayers.
天父，我们谢谢你，让我们可以思想这样的问题。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so that we can meditate upon this.
我们需要你智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
Pray that you give us with your spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们能够真的知道怎样是因神儿子的信心而生活。
So we can truly know how to live by the faith of the Son of God.
求你让我们不但知道，不但看见，而且带我们进入一切的实际。
Pray that you do not let us know and see, but also lead us to enter into its reality.
愿神儿子的信心在我们里面是那样又真又活的。
Pray that the faith of the Son of God becomes living and true in us.
在我们的生活中能够不断地经历和见证主的一切的丰富和大能。
So we can always experience and testify the riches and the power of the Lord in our life.
也是在向人做见证，神永远的旨意是那样的真实，是那样确定。
And also we can testify that the eternal will of God is so real and confirmed.
是要行在地上，如同行在天上。
It shall be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你祝福你自己的话语。
Pray that you bless your words.
奉主耶稣的名。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.